Lowe's. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, well, good morning, everyone, and a happy Tuesday to you. It's been a big weekend for a lot of people and a tough weekend for a lot of people. Good morning, Jess. How
good
are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, look, had a busy long weekend, but, I think a lot of people are reeling after what's happened with this bus crash. Obviously, you know, being such a tight community out there, you either know someone or know someone's affected. And I think, a lot of people will be having a tough couple of days and weeks and ongoing, really, from this.
Oh, definitely. It's just horrific. Like, I mean, I don't think anyone expected, you know, that magnitude of an outcome from that bus track crash. Like, it's just, it's unfathomable, really.
It really is. And I was looking into, you know, how, because I'm a stats guy, I'm into numbers and stuff. I was looking into when the last crashes that were bad and like bus crashes were. It's like the 80s, and they changed the laws and everything and rules around bus driving because of it.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time, and you know, usually when you get on a bus, you do feel safe in general.
Like, yeah,
I was thinking about it myself, you know, when I get on a bus, you feel safe, and most people do, and most bus drivers do an amazing job in what is like potentially dangerous for, you know, but a lot of people are going to be having a rough day today. So check in with your co-workers and your colleagues and whoever you run into today, because the whole community and the whole region is just really thinking about everyone involved.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, we'll touch on it throughout the show and chat about it and through different forms and through different ways. But, yeah, as I said before, just check in with your co-workers, your mates, et cetera, because the next coming days and week will be pretty hard for a lot of people. You're waking up with the Novos. There will be other things on the show as well. I assure you it won't all be about that, but a lot of the theme for today will be surrounding what's happened in our community here this morning and over the weekend. It's New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, so Jess, the latest on this whole bus crash situation is around the driver, yeah?
Yeah, so late yesterday we got word that 58-year-old Brett Button, who was the driver of the bus that crashed at Greta on Sunday night, has been charged. He was charged with 10 counts of dangerous driving occasioning death and drive manner dangerous, as well as negligent driving occasioning death. He was also refused bail, and he's set to appear at Cessnock Local Court at 9 o'clock this morning. So obviously, as you said, this is off the back of that horrid crash on Sunday night. 10 people dead, 25 people left injured in various hospitals, not only in the Hunter but also down in Sydney as well. The bus company Link Bus Lines released a statement yesterday too, saying that they're working with New South Wales Police and all the other relevant authorities to do what they can to help with the investigations.
Geez, so much to unpack there. And of course, as well, some support has been set up locally as well.
Yeah, so I was really glad to see this morning. I was out at Greta yesterday and talking to the local MPs and the mayors, and they were on and off the phone the whole time trying to set up a hub, I guess is what you could call it, where people can go if they needed support in some way, shape or form. So Hunter New England Health confirmed that they have set this up. There's two drop-in clinics that are going to be staffed by disaster response, senior mental health clinicians and other relevant support services at the Singleton Youth Venue, which will be open from 9 o'clock this morning, and also at the Brankston Community Centre, which will be open from 10 o'clock this morning. So, you know, if you feel like, you know, you've been affected in some way or you need, you know, some extra support, you can head along to the youth venue in Singleton or the Brankston Community Centre and get that support.
Of course, and anyone who needs help at any time, Lifeline's available 24/7 as well, 13 11 14.
Exactly.
Because, wow, a lot of people, even if you don't know someone directly, who was on this, it doesn't matter, affects different people in different ways. So sometimes you just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, and it's hard, right? It's everywhere. Like, you know, you open up any social media, turn on any TV at the moment, you know, that's all we're being flooded with. And it can get to you.
Absolutely. And throughout today's show, we're going to mix things up. It won't all be about this, I promise. But as well, we do need to cover it because a lot of people want to hear what's going on as well.
Exactly.
Of course, there'll be more about that in the news a little later on. Time now to check your traffic here at New FM. Miley Cyrus, Flowers on New FM as you wake up with the Novos. And here's a little bit from Friday's show. Well, we found out a lot about Stephen with this debate. The debate that's been happening behind the scenes here.
Yeah, it's been pretty hostile, actually. I'd say hostile work environment, because you and I have been not quite at blows, but we've been pretty fired up about this debate. Yeah, at loggerheads, because basically we're at a difference on when you have a meal, should you eat the best bit first or should you save it till last? Now, I'm a big believer in you got to eat it first. You can't fill yourself up with the rubbish and then not have room for the best bit. You need to make sure, you know, that you get that in your system first and worry about the rest of it later.
Like, what size is your stomach? The size of a kiwi fruit?
No, but like sometimes a pub meal can be quite large, quite hard to finish. The example we used before was like steak and chips.
Yeah.
With a, you know, a bit of a salad. And I feel like if you finish on the salad, one, you've already got through all your chips and steak, so you've got the stuff you paid for. And two, salad, if you finish on salad, you feel good. You feel like you've had a healthy meal, even if you haven't.
It's a flawed argument. It's ridiculous. You got to have the best bit last. You finish on that perfect piece. Mwah. Chef's kiss. It's a nice way to end.
All right, well, let's open up the phones. 4967 4105. We'll go to Rayworth first with Brooke. Good morning, Brooke.
Hello.
Now, how are you this morning? Tell us, what are you eating first?
So if you got like veggies and mashed potato and say like a steak,
yep,
you eat the veggies first and then you save the steak and the mashed last.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The last. No. Definitely. Absolutely
but
correct.
Then you finish the steak and if it's cooked to perfection, it's like, mwah.
No, Brooke's wrong. What if you fill up on veggies and then you haven't got room for the steak? It's just a flawed argument.
As if that's going to be an issue.
All right, we'll head to Toronto next. Good morning, Layla.
Hi.
Now, tell us, what do you think? Are you saving the best bit for last or are you eating it first?
I'm saving the best till last because when I eat my nuggets and chips, I usually start with the chips and then end with the nice juicy nuggets.
Yeah, smart. You know exactly what you're doing.
Nuggets and chips is not a valid example either, because both the chips and the nuggets are the best bit.
I don't think so. You got a juicy nugget, you wrap up on that. Layla, representing Toronto correctly.
All right, well, we'll go next to Rutherford with Trish. Good morning, Trish. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Heading into a long weekend. Now, tell us, best bit first or best bit last?
Best bit first. Because usually, sometimes it goes cold by the time you get to it, so I like to eat it first.
Oh, so you're on Team Stephen?
Yeah.
Well, that's incorrect.
No, Trish is right.
Nah, I don't
you got to get through the best bit. Well, I get one person on my side and you cut them off straight away.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. All right, well, let's head to Chisholm finally for with Valentino. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys this morning?
Mate, absolutely superb.
Never better.
Now, give us your opinion on this debate, mate.
Well, I'm calling on behalf of my wife.
Uh-huh.
She's got this habit, whether when we go out to have the opportunity, whether it be steak or a juicy lobster, she will have the dessert first.
The dessert first?
Every time she'll have the best part first. And now, the worst thing, my boy's caught onto it.
Yeah, well, she's smart.
The worst thing, yeah, because you know that that's wrong, don't you, Valentino?
Me, I'm not fussed either way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't want to say that his wife's wrong. That's what it is. He wants to make sure he stays in the good books, but there you go. You married a very smart lady, so we're at 2-2.
That means, of course, producer Tani, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Okay, that means you've got to decide best bit first or best bit last.
Tough decision, but I'm going to have to go with best bit last.
Thank you.
All right, well, Tony can have an extra long weekend because that's her last show, I think. So we won't see you next week.
Stephen does not have that kind of power, Tony. Don't worry. And I'll support you because you're just obviously smart and obviously right.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning and welcome to the show, Stephen. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. I hope you had a great long weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. Now, I believe you slipped just south of Newcastle down the M1 to Sydney.
Yeah, I spent some of my long weekend in Sydney. I don't get to Sydney very often, mainly because I don't really need to. No cause to go, but went for the long weekend and went and saw Vivid for the first time.
That's a bit of fun.
Yeah, so I actually had a going away do in Manly.
Right.
And then thought, you know what? I'm going to catch the ferry. I did like a bit of a...
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so I did a bit of just a hot lap. I got the ferry from Manly to, like, Sydney.
Back to Manly.
And then back to Manly. Because I just thought, you know what? Like, all Vivid's going on there. And it's all hectic and there's nowhere to find... You can't get a seat in any of the pubs or anything surrounding.
No.
But I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do a quick hot lap and check it all out. Really is nice there, isn't it?
Like, oh, it's amazing. And you know what? That's actually a little bit of a secret hack that you've worked out by mistake there.
Because
you've got a seat on the ferry, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and you sit up the top and you can see all the lights. And you hop off for a second, do a little walk around because all the buildings surrounding it kind of lit up and stuff as well.
That's kind of genius.
Then just the ferry straight back and, yeah.
Job's a good one.
Didn't have to worry about parking.
No crowds.
Yeah.
You could probably take your own snacks if you wanted, if you were hungry.
It. Hack, there you go. I've got it all figured out.
For the cost, what was the cost of a round-trip ferry ticket?
Oh, less than $20, I think.
That's genius. How much would you pay for a harbour cruise on Vivid on a Saturday night?
That's true, maybe.
Hundreds.
Maybe I could be in some trouble here.
I know. You've come up with something genius. Up next, some of the best bits from Friday's show as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. 20 the top for the city today, 21 out in the valley, 13 degrees now at Raymond Terrace. As you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here on UFM. And on Friday's show, Stephen had this idea.
Now, Crevo, we're going to have a bit of like a Shark Tank experience here because I've got a proposal for a development in Newcastle. And
okay.
I want to get you a tick of approval. Maybe New Italy Nelms is listening. Our Lord Mayor, maybe she's listening.
Good morning, New Italy. No doubt she will be.
And maybe she can get on board on this as well because I was driving, like I said, I went to training yesterday, I said earlier in the show, in Cameron Park, the home of the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Right.
And while I was driving through Cameron Park, I realised there's a lot of underutilized area there.
Land,
underutilized land, you know, it's like shrubs and stuff all near kind of where the on-ramp to the freeway is there.
Yeah, between Cameron Park and the freeway, it's pretty like a bit empty.
Exactly, and I think we should make it less empty. I think we should put something there, right?
What are you thinking?
My idea is a water park in Newcastle, right?
What has brought this on? Like, why have you suddenly thought of this? It's the middle of winter.
Well, obviously, this is my first week back from holiday in Bali.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you're in Bali, got to visit Waterbomb Park. Have you been to Waterbomb Park?
I have not, and I've been to Bali a lot of times.
Oh, you're doing Bali wrong. Honestly, I went to Waterbomb Park. I haven't felt like that much like a kid in years. When was the last time you went on a water slide?
This is when I was 10, maybe?
Well, for me, it must have been 10-plus years ago before I went to Waterbomb Park. I don't know why I've been holding out so long to go on water slides. Honestly, one of the most fun I've had in my entire life. And I genuinely felt like a kid. Like, I was coming down the bottom of the water slide, hop out, like a salmon, out the water, running up the stairs to go again. I'm going to go again. I want to go again. Dad, again. Like, just loved it. Had such a good time.
Yeah, right. So this has reinvigorated your youthfulness, you reckon?
And my love for water slides. I think it was just like such a therapeutic experience. And obviously you have the thrills and you know, the adrenaline of the big, scary water slides. But then you've also got like your lazy lagoon and your... Mate, there is something for absolutely everyone at a water park.
You're suddenly a massive proponent of water parks.
I just think, and like, what? We don't have anything like it.
That's true.
I don't even think that... Is there anything even similar... You know, down in Sydney?
Well, yeah, you got to drive a long way, though.
You know, it's not as simple and convenient as having one right here.
I feel like it would be, you know, it'd be great for Newcastle. Also, be a bit of a hub, a bit of a tourist destination.
That's true. And being there near the freeway or near the, you know, the Pacific Highway where it is there, you're going to capture a lot of people from up and down the like down to the Sunny Coast, all that sort of stuff. They're going to come in there from up to Newcastle because it won't be far then. It's just straight up the Pacific Highway.
Nice and convenient, nice and easy. And, like, a bit selfishly, I just want a water park in my backyard, don't I? Like, I just think, like, honestly, I just... It's hard to articulate how much fun I had at this water park. I feel like smiles is something that transitions well through audio, like through the radio median.
Yeah.
I'm sure people can just hear.
How much of a kid you were.
I'm ear
in that
to ear
moment.
Right now. Yeah. Grinning ear to ear. I love it. So, my proposal is with all that kind of shrubland, that empty land in Cameron Park, let's build Newcastle their own water park.
You just need a couple of investors with a bit of money and you're good to go.
Well, does it get the Crevo tick of approval, though?
Yeah, absolutely. What a great idea. Let's get this thing cracking.
Let's get it on the road. Come on, Newcastle. Let's go.
We got this. New FM.
20 the top of the city, 21 out in the valley, 13 degrees now at Swansea on New FM.
Now, Crevo, for anyone who's a parent, they'd know that sometimes you have to be, I guess, a master of multitasking.
Oh, you got so many things going on. My friends who are parents, they're always like... It feels like they're spinning 20 plates at all times.
Well, exactly. And this, we head to the States, I suppose. There's this Californian mum. Her name's Jennifer. She's got 6 kids.
Ooh, so that's busy.
A lot of plates spinning, like you alluded to.
Yeah.
And while she's trying to deal with all these plates, unfortunately, she's let one drop.
Oh, no.
Because on her little, like, dressing dressing table.
Yeah.
Like she's got all her like bottles for, you know, and her makeup and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And she's got 2 bottles very similar in size and in design next to each other. One are her eye drops.
Yep.
One is nail glue. Now she's got a bit of a scratchy eye and she's, you know, trying to deal with the kid at the same time, get him ready for school. Grabbed the bottle, quickly put a couple drops in her eye, nail glue instead of the eye polish.
Oh,
she's glued her eye shut.
She's got herself in a sticky situation.
So she's in the ER room and obviously in a fair bit of pain. Now, if you want to follow this journey, she does a fair bit of commentary on it.
Is it, hang on, one or both eyes?
One eye.
Okay.
One eye, which is glued shut. Well, she reckons it stung instantly. As soon as she put the drop in, she knew she was in trouble.
Glue in her eye.
Yeah, of course. So if you want to see her commentary on it, you can head to TikTok. She's done, like I said, 11 videos on this journey through the ER room and all that. Her name's Jennifer Eversole, or her handle is at Mama Eversole on TikTok. But yeah, she's all good now. But, yeah, there's a fair bit of discomfort and a fair bit of pain in gluing your eye shut.
She's lucky the chemicals in that didn't mess up her eye. Like, well, that is really lucky.
Well, she said she's going to be back to 2020 vision in a matter of weeks.
Oh, she's very lucky. Maybe it helped, like, when she went in, all the doctors thought she was winking at her, like, oh.
Oh, yeah. You reckon she got rushed through the ER process very quickly?
Definitely. There you go. New FM. You too. Now, Stephen, you were just saying that is a favourite for you, that song.
That is about as close to a perfect song as you can get, I reckon. There's just something about it that, I don't know, scratches that itch in your brain.
Okay, there's an endorsement. Now here's a thing to give away stuff.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
That's right. This is, of course, where we give you 3 things. You've got to figure out what the theme is between those 3 things. And you do that faster than your opponent, you get prizes. Of course, your name's your buzzer, 1st of 2, best of 3.
And prizes coming out the wazoo this morning. I mean, to start with, if you win 3 of a Kind, get yourself a double pass to the Knights, take on the Roosters this weekend, Saturday, 3 o'clock at McDonald Jones Stadium. And I'm telling you now, expect a big crowd for this game. Big Sydney team, they'll bring a big away support.
Yeah.
And we need to get as many Novocastrians in there to cheer on the Knights, I suppose.
That's why we're giving away the good tickets to Gold Reserves, because we want as many Novocastrians there as possible, right?
And of course, not only that, but if you get yourself on air today, you go in the draw for $100 worth of free fuel cards to give away as well. And let's not waste any more time. Early bird gets the worm. Let's meet our 2 contestants. Let's first go to Beresfield. We've got Eliza this morning. Good morning.
Hey.
How are you feeling on your Tuesday morning?
Not too bad.
That's
actually
all right.
Monday.
Yeah, well, that's it. We're coming into a 4-day week. Happy days. How good's that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, let's,
Eliza loves it.
Let's meet your contestant, Eliza. We're going to Taralba. We've got Vivian. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's the way, that's the way.
You sound pretty chipper. You feel pretty confident?
Every morning, so let's see how I go.
Oh, it's different when you're on air, when you know the pressure of the game's on you, it's harder.
How do you do in, like,
really is.
How do you do in the car, Vivian, when you're doing it from home?
Oh, pretty good, about 40%, 50%.
All right, let's try.
That's pretty good. That's a fail mark.
Oh no, I like those odds. I'm an optimist. Don't listen to Mr. Glass Half Empty over here. Let's get into this. Of course, testing your buzzers first of all.
Eliza, your buzzer first.
Eliza.
Lovely, nice and strong. Vivian?
Viv.
Oh, Viv shortened it.
Got this.
It's strategic. All right. Best of luck to both our contestants. Your first category is Nobby, Stockton, Merriweather.
Eliza.
Yeah, go on, Eliza.
Beaches.
A bit more specific.
Newcastle Beaches.
Yeah, love that. All right, that is one to Eliza. A bit of scoreboard pressure for you, Vivian. Best of luck to both our contestants. All right, your second one is Craft Right, Ryobi, Makita.
Viv.
Yeah. What is it?
Yep. Power Tools.
Yep, absolutely. So that is one apiece. We go to a tiebreaker, Crevo.
We love this.
All right, last good one for you. Sans Serif, Ariel, Calibri.
Eliza.
Go on, Eliza.
Disney Princesses.
Not Disney princesses. No. Viv, do you want to have a crack?
Say the words again, sorry.
Sans Serif, Ariel, Calibri.
Oh. I haven't got it.
Nope, absolutely.
All right, we move on. We're looking for font types, ladies. All right, we'll move to another one, another tiebreaker. Cherry, Roma, Heirloom.
Viv.
Yeah, what Viv? Is it?
Right.
Not grapes. No. Eliza, do you have an idea?
I have no clue what this one is.
All right. Well, that one was tomatoes.
Come on, cherry tomatoes. You got to know that.
All right. Last.
I was going to say
cherry. I'm sure you were. All right. Move to the last one. Armani Beauty, L'Oreal Paris, Fenty Beauty.
Viv.
Yeah, Viv.
Makeup.
Yes, makeup brands. There you go.
Oh, my God. It was a tough one, but we got there in the end.
Yeah, it's all right. It's the first day of the week, you know. It's always slow going early.
Everyone's dusty after a long weekend. That's all right, though. Congrats. You're off to go and see the Knights versus the Roosters this Saturday. And, of course, Eliza, can we get you back as our runner-up for tomorrow?
Yep.
Good stuff.
Sounds like a plan.
Everyone's a winner.
And, of course, everyone in the draw for $100 worth of free fuel as well. So, everyone kicks a goal.
Exactly. Let's check your traffic now. New
FM. 1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Good morning. If you're just joining us, welcome. Now, this is very simple. This is our little game where you have to figure out what is the theme between three things that you give you, three of a kind. Of course, the prizes today, pretty good. Here we go. You got a double gold reserve seating for the Knights versus the Roosters this Saturday. So, cheeky tickets to the Knights on Saturday. Take a friend, take an enemy, it's up to you.
Yeah, of course.
Plus, you're in the draw. How good's this for $100 worth of fuel? We got the $100 fuel cards again to give away this week.
And it really is a simple game. Yeah. So, for example, Crevo, if I were to give you this kind of topic, if I were to say Ponga, Frizzell, Best.
Crevo.
What are they?
Knights players.
They are Knights players. Of course, if you recognise that and you want to go see the Knights this weekend, expecting a big crowd against the Roosters as well.
For free.
Massive game. Give us a call now, 4967-405. We'll pit two Novocastrians against each other.
Yeah, so we need two players here. Plus, don't forget, there's the $100 fuel cards up for grabs, which are awesome, right?
Coming into a four-day week?
Yes,
how good's this? Just launch it into a four-day week. I love it.
Okay, 4967-4105. We need two players for three of a kind up next here at New FM.
21 degrees the high for today for Maitland and the Valley. The same for the city. Mostly sunny. It's the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on UFM.
Now, Crevo, alluded to earlier in the show, I spent a fair portion of my long weekend in Sydney.
Mm.
So I went there just, you know, I went there initially to go see a friend off. She's going for like a 12-month adventure to Europe.
Wow,
so
that's fun. That's a fun party.
Yeah, very exciting as well. She's excited. We're all excited for her. So I thought, you know what, I'm going all the way to Sydney. I'm going to Manly to, you know, go do this party and go see her off. So I might as well spend a couple nights in Sydney. And like I alluded to, went and saw Vivid. Yeah. Also went and watched one of the biggest soccer matches at the Star Casino in Sydney. So I went and watched the Champions League final.
So you're a big soccer fan, yeah?
I am, yeah, yeah. And my team, Inter Milan, they were playing in the final.
Right.
Unfortunately didn't win, which hurts a little bit. But thought, you know what, I'm going to go to the casino. I'm going to go, you know, with a lot of like-minded people.
Yeah, well, and it makes it more fun, like, if you're all there cheering on your team, right?
Well, that's it. It's almost as if you're in the crowd watching it. Mm-hmm. And a venue like that, it is neutral as well. You've got fans from both sides there watching it.
Yep.
It was a great atmosphere to watch the game. Like I said, unfortunately didn't get the result. But with these big European football matches, they always start at absurdly early times for us. So this game kicked off at 5 in the morning on Sunday morning.
So what time did you have to get up to get from Manly down to the casino?
Well, I actually stayed in like a hotel, an Airbnb, kind of not far from Darling Harbour.
All right, that's smart.
So I made a trek from Manly about, I don't know, midnight or something like that. And, you know, got a couple hours kip, was up at about 4 o'clock to get ready.
Oh, my God.
Go to the game for 5. But this is the sacrifices you make as a fan in Australia trying to watch these big European games. It's just how it is, right? The times are not scheduled to suit us.
No, they're not.
So, 5 in the morning the game started.
Yeah.
And when you go see these games, when you go watch them at a venue like that, it's always such a mix of people who are... people fall normally into two categories. Normally the people there who are ordering about their 20th beer, they've tried to stay up
all night.
They've tried to stay up all night. They've gone, I'm not going to go sleep. I'll go to sleep after the game. So they've stayed up all night, thought about their 20th beer.
And they're in all sorts of trouble, aren't they?
In all sorts. And you can see them doing the old, like, head nodding forward and shooting back up. They're falling asleep in all kinds of danger. And then there's the people like me who are there at the, you know, the casino or the pub or whatever it is, trying to order a coffee. You know,
yeah, right, because you've only just gotten up that early.
I only just gotten up fresh out the shower.
Espresso martini, please.
Yeah, well, God, I don't know. It hurts that time of the morning. But I heard a guy at the bar ask for a vodka orange juice minus the vodka. Mate, that's an orange juice. You can order that. That's fine. That's a breakfast drink. It's 5 in the morning.
You can have breakfast. People are doing that around.
Unbelievable.
Hilarious.
Hey? Such a mix of people, but that's what makes the world go round, doesn't it?
Yeah, all those interesting characters. Thanks for that, Stephen. Let's check your traffic now on UFM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3
New FM. Only on 105.3 New FM.
Crevo, short week, 4-day week.
Mm-hmm.
And to launch into it, $625.
Oh, yeah. Trivia check.
Yeah, all up to play for, I guess, after 7 with, of course, Novo's trivia check. One question between you and that cash moolah.
Yeah, if you've done a bit of damage to the wallet over the long weekend and you're wanting to replenish the funds, this is your big chance. Just get one question right. But that's just after 7. Next, though, we move into the area of when the GPS took you the wrong way. If you've got a story around that, get it ready, because an absolute pearler that we'll tell you about on the show in just a few minutes. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. 20
at the top of the city, 21 out in the valley, 13 degrees now in Fern Bay on New FM.
Now, Crevo, on Friday, I brought to you this story of a gentleman in the States who's had an absolute nightmare, right? He's had a bit of a GPS blunder.
Okay.
Because he was driving and doing some dodgy dealings, I suppose.
Mm.
I was trying to get himself to a bit of a meet. So he's chucked the discreet location in his GPS.
Yep.
And I think the location was a bit too discreet because his GPS wasn't really sure where it was going. Took him on a wrong turn and he's ended up at the Canadian border with 400 pounds of cannabis in his car. 400 pounds. Obviously, he rocks up to the It's like the border. Yeah,
yeah. So it looks like
customs at the border, I suppose.
When you cross those kind of borders, it looks like old-fashioned toll booths.
Yeah.
So you drive there, there's all these, like, booth things, and once again, when you get there, there's all these, the concrete barriers in the middle. You can't turn around. So once you get into that funnel, into that traffic,
yep,
you're stuck there. You're stuck.
And turning around would just bring attention to yourself as well. It's like trying to dodge an RBT or something like that.
Oh, if you try and chuck a Yui at an RBT, they're on you. Right?
Exactly.
They know exactly what you're doing.
So this would be the exact same situation. He's ended up at the Canadian border at the customs. They've gone, oh, we're going to check your car, mate. 400 pounds of cannabis in there. Over $600,000 worth of cash as well. Just lying in there. So obviously a bit of a dodgy dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone, damn this GPS. It's got, you know, I would have got away with it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for this damn GPS.
Taking you the wrong way. And sometimes that happens. Like, the GPS can make you end up in the completely wrong spot. So, for example, with my house in Mayfield, the street name, there's also the exact same street name at Spears Point.
Oh, no.
So I've had multiple of my friends, when they come to visit, they end up in Spears Point instead of Mayfield on the exact same street name.
And are they messaging you going, wow, you're living it up nice, you know, because there's some nice houses in Spears Point.
Oh, it's luxe. One of my friends actually went in the driveway and round the back of the house. He goes, I didn't know you had a pool. I'm like, I do not. Where are you? And he goes, I don't know, I'm just around the back of your house, apparently.
So obviously, you know, it's happening in the States. It's happening closer to home as well. And we'd like to hear your GPS disasters. I guess we're going to open up the phones, 4967405. And of course, for sharing these stories, you can win yourself $100 worth of free fuel.
That's right. So 4967-4105. Did the GPS take you the wrong way? Or maybe as a friend or something, like you were supposed to meet up somewhere and they've ended up in completely the wrong place.
And like we said, $100 worth of free fuel up for grabs, which will, I'm sure, more than make up for the detour you had to take when the GPS, you know, knocked you about a bit.
Took you the wrong way. 4967-4105. Did the GPS take you the wrong way? New FM. 20 at the top of the city, 21 out in the valley, 13 degrees now at Salamander Bay on New FM. And we're talking when the GPS took you the wrong way. Because, oh, sometimes you just put full trust in it, you go on autopilot, and you end up in completely the wrong place. This is after this bloke over in the States. He basically had some of the naughty drugs in his car.
Uh-huh.
And he was off to somewhere. He put in the address. Accidentally, the GPS took him to the border. Now, the border patrol saw him and they went, let's have a look in your trunk, mate. He's off to the clink because he had too much stuff in there. Plus, he had a bunch of cash as well.
Yeah, he's ended up in a lot of hot water.
Mm.
And we just got us thinking, let's open up the phones, 4967-405, because there's a lot of GPS, you know, mishaps that
That's
happen
right.
close to home. Let's start this off with, we'll head to Shortland. We've got Nikki. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
Now tell us, when did the GPS put you in a bit of a blunder?
So what happened was I was at a party in Maitland, mm-hmm. and I was leaving, and it was night time. So I was driving back on like the freeway, and I've somehow like missed the exit, and it just kept taking me straight.
Right, and so you just keep, like, it's dark, you can't see the exit, you keep going straight
down.
You're
just following the GPS.
Yep, and then I just kept going straight because it told me to go straight, but it was taking me to like to reroute.
Uh-huh.
And so I just kept going and going, and then I was like, oh, surely this is way too like long I've been on the freeway for.
Yeah.
And then I ended up going down past near the Twin Servos.
The Twin Servos would have been the big red flag, wouldn't it? When you saw the Twin Servos, you've gone, like, oh,
hang
I'm in
on
trouble
a second.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am going to Sydney. I have got to get off this way.
What an absolute disaster. The GPSs, it can't be trusted, can they?
Can't.
Next, we head to Gabby in Madawi. How you doing?
Great. Thanks. Yourself?
Very good. Now, tell us, when did the GPS take you the wrong way?
Oh, man. So I've had it a few times. You know, it doesn't like roadworks. But there was this one time I thought was particularly strange. Back when I used to visit Moree a lot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was a road probably about 10 metres from a rail line, and every single time I drove down that road, it would be flashing red saying, get off the rail line, get off the rail line.
Oh, really?
And you put up with it for like, you know, 10 or 15 minutes uh-huh. just driving down this particular road. It was nuts.
Yeah, right.
So what? It just wasn't calibrated correctly and thought you were on the tracks.
Rail.
literally thought we were on the rail, and it's sitting there having a freak out thinking I'm about to get hit by a train the whole time. So, yeah.
It's good to know, I guess, that the GPS is looking out for people who accidentally drive onto a rail line.
Just thinks Gabby's a rebel without a cause. What kind of driving habits do you have where the GPS thinks this is a viable thing you're doing?
You're going on the rail. Get off, Gabby. She's one to be watched. Let's check your traffic now. New FM. 12 minutes past 7, 20 degrees the top for today in the city, 21 out in the valley, 13 degrees now at Salamander Bay here on New FM. Free money time.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, $625 up for grabs on your Tuesday morning. One question between one Novocastrian and that moolah. We absolutely love it. So,
sure do.
Let's meet our Novocastrian. Let's meet our lucky contestant, our lucky Novocastrian. Let's get straight into it. We're heading to Lambton. We've got Sarah this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm a bit nervous, but I'm eager.
Don't be nervous, Sarah. We've got you here. It's all right.
Thank you.
Now, you told me off air that you got a wedding coming up in October. This money going towards a honeymoon, maybe?
I think so. I reckon that'd be good.
Have you got, like, a honeymoon booked in? Do you know where you're going?
We're looking at going to Fiji, I think.
Oh, beautiful. Wow.
That's,
nice.
That's beautiful. Jeez. You're so lucky. Well, good luck with this as well. Only one question. Now, you know the details. We've got a 5-second timer. Don't let that rattle you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Best of luck. Your question is, Sarah, which fancy silver cup has been presented to the winner of the Golfing British Open since 1872?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you ran out of time.
We're looking.
Sorry.
We're looking for the claret jug. Is the partner a big golf fan?
No.
Oh, well, that's all right. At least you won't be in trouble then. At least, you know, they won't be going, oh, I knew it, you know, giving you a hard time.
Hey, congratulations for later in the year and have a great time, all right?
Amazing. Thank you very much.
No worries.
And, of course, Sarah's demise means that jackpots to $650 for your hump day.
That certainly does. Hey, up next, something interesting we've noticed, at the local Costco, right? And if one of your neighbours is buying this, you got to keep an eye on them. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Full details on that up next here at New FM.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
I love this sound, Creeper. I've said it before, I'm like Pavlov's dogs, you know? Yeah. I've, like, learnt to salivate at this sound because it means free money for someone out there.
It's one person, one lucky person today could be taking away $625.
One question between you and that cash moolah, and of course, cash is king. So give us a call, 4967-4105. We want to get one Novocastrian on to play Trivia Check. If you're, you know, you think you're a bit flash at the old pub trivia, if you're always carrying the team, this is the game for you.
That's right, and it's so easy. Other places will make you do heaps of questions, fill out forms, yada, yada, yada. None of that. Just one question, you get it right. The money is yours.
4967-4105, $625 up for grabs with Trivia Check next.
Tops of 20 in Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. Right now, 13 degrees at Swansea as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Now, this interesting story out from Costco over the weekend. Basically, what they've started selling, and this is people like conspiracy theorying on this hard, because basically they're selling these giant, nearly 4 kilo tubs of what they call Live Ready's emergency food supply. Now, what this is essentially for is your doomsday prepper types.
Oh, has it got all like the dehydrated meals or your cans of beans and that sort of gear?
Exactly. So it's 3.7 kilos and included is 100 serves of food. It's supposed to last for 5 years, so you can keep it in your bunker, let's face it.
Oh, it won't expire for 5 years.
Yeah, you can keep it there for 5 years. So you can expect what kind of food is in there, right?
Yeah.
So you've got included is like your there's a bunch of snacks, plus all these, like, dehydrated foods, electrolytes, that sort of stuff. And the idea is, if you're expecting, you know, some kind of situation where you can't buy food for a long period of time, you've got this, let's face it, pretty gross bucket of food you can eat.
Yeah, so it's for the people who are expecting either an economical or, I guess, like a natural disaster.
That's right.
To wipe out the whole economy.
Or all the shops, like nothing will be available, you know, people, zombies will come in to attack you and you're like, you want to keep your door locked, but then you need food, but then you remember, you got the Live Ready emergency food supply bucket. And it looks like one of those, if you ever seen like the caterers' buckets of Maggi gravy or something like that, it looks like
My gut feeling is if there was like a, you know, a zombie apocalypse or something like that, I'd let them take me over eating the emergency pack from Costco.
And really, 100 serves, maybe it's going to last you like, I don't know, a week or two. Well, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, at tops, what's it going to last you? A month, probably. You have 3 meals a day.
Yeah, but if you've got multiple people in your secure bunker you're done and dusted within a week or two.
Do you reckon people are buying multiple of these buckets?
Definitely, because...
Got the old Sharpie out, mum, dad, you know, labelled all the buckets.
If you're the type of person who thinks that the zombie apocalypse is coming and you're buying these Live Ready, disgusting, rehydrated food buckets... Not for me.
And I was talking to a friend over the weekend. I haven't got a Costco membership. But obviously we've got that Costco. Is it like Warners Bay?
Yeah, out that way.
And they were saying there's just the most insane plethora of items you can buy at Costco.
Well, they sell all the coffins and everything. It's
so surely you aren't picking up this. Surely you've got better things you can spend your $150 on than this emergency bucket.
Ridiculous. I guess people are thinking, you know, if the zombie apocalypse comes, I've got the coffin ready to bury myself, and now I've got the last 3 months of food, which will be absolutely awful.
Well, there you go. PSA, if you think it's coming, egg on our face, you can get yourself ready and, you know, you'll have the last laugh, I suppose.
Exactly. Yo, fam.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Now, Craver, you and Jess addressed it this morning, and obviously it's been in the bulletin scattered throughout the morning.
But throughout the news, yeah.
This greater crash has genuinely rattled me a fair bit, hey. And I think it's so easy when you turn on the news every night and you look at all these disasters that are happening, you know, on the other side of the world, to naturally feel a bit numb. Like, we almost become numb to how bad these disasters are, you know? Like,
you switch off because otherwise it is overwhelming.
But when something like this happens so close to home, it almost does, like, shock you back into realizing just how terrible stuff like this is. Because, you see it all the time all on the other side of the world. And you almost become disassociated from it. You know, it's so far away from you. It doesn't directly affect... You don't know anyone who's, you know, been involved in an incident like this. And you naturally just kind of like... Yeah, you disassociate a little bit. But this is so close to home. And a lot of the players as well, a lot of the people involved in this incident are players from the Singleton Roosters who are in the same AFL comp I'm in. So they play against us, the Cardiff Hawks. And it's like when you put it in perspective like that and you think that could have so easily been our team on that bus and this could have rattled our team, you just feel for everyone involved. And I know preliminary talks, there's a lot of players lobbying, myself included, and coaches and officials and stuff at Cardiff who are looking to figure out the best way we can support, well, everyone involved, but specifically, I guess, the Singleton Roosters, because they're, you know, in the same comp as us.
Yeah.
And whether that's financially or emotionally, I know there's lots of talks of fundraisers, but also using resources to give people someone just to talk to and
that's
someone
right.
to open up to. I'm sure all the details come out in the next 24 hours, but it is just, when it's so close to home like this, it really does bring you back down to earth and realise how fickle life is, I guess, and how sad a disaster like this really is.
Yeah, it certainly is. And of course, you know, if the Cardiff Hawks come up with something, I'm sure we'll be there to support it and, you know, try and, I guess, raise what's needed. Because like you said, we're still figuring out what people need.
Yeah, and our coverage will continue throughout the morning as well. We'll get Sue Moore on, the Singleton Mayor, after 8 o'clock.
Yep.
But it's just such a hard topic to negotiate and work your way through because it has affected so many people, you know, in the Hunter.
That's right. And of course, you know, there's so many great resources out there. If this is affecting you, you know, Lifeline is available 24/7, 13, 11, 14. If, you know, if you're feeling a bit down, there's always somebody to talk to about.
Now, changing pace, Crevo, we have had a bit of a debate behind the scenes.
Okay.
And it's gotten pretty heated.
Yeah, look, we're switching gears up next. Bit of fun on the show. Little debate between the two of us. You're here at New FM. 20 the top for the city, 21 for the valley, 13 degrees now out at the bay as you wake up with the Novos on New FM.
Now, Crevo, I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I'm going to get up on my soapbox a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
So, obviously, I mentioned it earlier in the show, but I went to Sydney over the long weekend for a going away do.
Yeah.
For a friend of mine. She's going for, like, this 12-month adventure through Europe. Super exciting, and hopefully she'll have the best time. But her going away do obviously was quite a big night, and there was, you know, some lemonades involved.
Okay.
So, you know, we all had a good time, we enjoyed ourselves, but woke up Sunday morning feeling a little bit dusty.
Okay.
So when I went back to her house to go collect my stuff, because it was just a house party.
Yeah.
When I went back to collect my stuff, they were putting on breakfast for the people who had stayed. Because there was a couple of us from Newcastle who had made the trip down to Sydney. So they were like, oh, you know, there'll be, you know, you can sleep on couches or mattresses on
whatever
the floor.
Whatever you want, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to, don't worry about accommodation, we'll sort you out. So there was a few of us there in the morning. And they're like, you know what, we're going to put breakfast on. And put on bacon and egg sangers, right? Which is the ultimate hangover cure.
Yeah, if you're a dusty dog and you get one of those, you're good as gold.
Now, obviously, I'm very thankful for this bacon and egg roll, but barbecue sauce on it? No thanks.
What do you mean? What's wrong with a bit of barbo?
I got it down reluctantly because it was the only option, but you'd rather tomato sauce every time when you're baking an egg roll, wouldn't you?
No.
Do you not think tomato sauce is the superior sauce?
No. I used to before I realised how good barbo was because what happened was I used to be a tomato sauce man because I instinctively chose it in the past.
Yeah.
Then one day I ordered a bacon egg roll from the Mayfield Corner Cafe. So that's the one on Maitland Road.
Uh-huh.
And they put barbecue on because they didn't ask. They just did it. Game changer. Barbecue is actually better, and now I'll never go back to tomato, the worst sauce.
Are you being dead set, or are you just winding me up?
No, 100%. Once I tried, they make an excellent bacon and egg roll at Mayfield Corner Cafe. I don't own shares in them or anything.
Yeah.
And with the barbecue sauce, I'm now a 100% convert. Probably happened a year or two ago, and I will never go back to tomato on my bacon and egg roll. Never, because it's worse.
Is it only for the bacon and egg roll?
Yeah. That's a very specific situation. There's something about the saltiness of the bacon, the umami of the egg, and the sweetness of the barbecue that makes it a perfect combination, and you're 100% wrong on this one.
But you can use that exact same argument and then put it with the tomato sauce as well.
No, tomato has too much tang in it.
No, tang's the best bit.
Barbecue is the superior sauce for a bacon and egg roll every time.
All right, well, let's open up the phones, I suppose, 4967-4105, because we'll get no closer to a conclusion in studio here. On your bacon and egg roll, tomato sauce or barbecue sauce, which is the superior spread, I suppose? And just for giving us your opinion, $100 worth of free fuel up for grabs.
Let's settle this.
Everyone's a winner.
Oh, absolutely. $100 fuel cards. Yes, please. Let's settle this once and for all. 4967-4105. On your bacon and egg roll, do you go tomato or barbecue? We'll get your calls on the air next. 7:53, tops of 20 for the city, 21 out in the valley, 13 degrees now at Beresfield as you wake up with the Novos on New FM.
Now, at Loggerheads in studio, Crevo, it's getting pretty tense because you and I, we're debating on the superior sauce for your bacon and egg roll. So this comes after I went to a friend of mine's over the weekend in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
She very, you know, kindly of her, put breakfast on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be too ungrateful. But you put barbecue sauce on my bacon and egg roll.
Which is the correct sauce.
Incorrect. I ate it begrudgingly because there was no other option. But tomato sauce is by far the superior sauce.
Okay, I used to think that, and then when I had the famous bacon egg roll from the Mayfield Corner Cafe in Mayfield, I was like, this has changed me. I've changed. I've now realised barbecue is the superior sauce.
Well, let's open up the lines, 4967405. We'll head to Swansea first. We've got Lewis. Good morning, Lewis.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Very well. How's yourself?
Oh, I'm a little bit upset after hearing that tomato is the superior sauce, to tell you the truth.
Oh, what? So you're a barbecue man?
You've got to be.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely correct. Well done.
You don't got to be. Just because it's sweeter. We got the taste buds of a six-year-old. Unbelievable.
Lewis, no, don't listen to him. Stephen's just trying to wind you up. He doesn't understand the pure beauty. Yeah, it's criminal. Thank you. I couldn't have put it better myself.
All right. Well, that's one to you, Crevo. Let's see.
Take the win.
Let's see if I can get some help out in Chisholm. We've got Scott. Morning, Scott.
Yeah, how you going?
Very well, mate. What's the superior sauce?
Oh, 100% barbecue.
Thank you.
I cannot fathom how much I do not like tomato sauce on bacon and egg roll.
Absolutely right. You can't even fathom it. Scott's struggling out there in Chisholm this
morning.
What
a passionate endorsement. Wow. This is getting people fired up. Fingers crossed I can get a little bit of relief in Morissette. Good morning, Mel.
Unlikely.
Good morning.
Now tell us, what's the superior sauce?
Well, it's got to be barbecue.
Oh, doesn't got to be, but
thank you. Yeah, it does.
However, I've got another one. You can also have chili sauce.
That's a different phonotopic.
Rebel without a cause.
Yeah.
Just taking over our content, clearly, Mel.
Completely.
So that's a neutral one. So it's still 2-0. I mean,
she said barbecue, but even I won't take the point. There's no need.
All right. Off to Toronto. Let's wrap this up with Shaz. Good morning, Shaz.
Hi, darling. How you going this morning, guys?
Very well. How's yourself?
Good.
Now tell me you've got some good news for me, please.
I'm really so sorry, buddy, but barbecue all the way.
Oh,
thank you very much.
That's unbelievable. Shaz, you know, I thought for sure I could trust you. That's why I was like, we'll put Shaz last. Shaz in.
Sorry, buddy.
Wow.
So sorry, not sorry. Well, there you go. From Swansea to Chisholm to Morissette to Toronto, everyone saying Barbo for the win.
I can't believe it.
It's a clean, that, my friend, is what you call a clean sweep.
That's rattled me.
Let's check your traffic. New FM.
New FM's $20,000. Side Hustle.
Oh, this is so exciting because, Stephen, we are giving people from Newcastle a chance to share in $20,000.
Well, it could all be yours.
Potentially. So essentially what happens, you register now. If you haven't heard about this, get online now, newfm.com.au, and then listen for your name to be called out. If you hear it, you've got to call within 10 minutes, and then you are on the payroll.
Yeah, so basically you're trading your spare time for a bit of free money. It's a pretty good trade, really.
It's awesome. Now, of course, if the next person whose name is called out doesn't phone up, you stay on the payroll. Keep getting that side hustle money.
So, for example, if the first name called is Stephen from Merriweather, I call up quickly, 4967405, bring, I'm on the payroll, $105 for me, no
straight
dramas.
Up. Yeah.
Next name that gets called, Crevo from Mayfield.
Yeah.
Now, you're sleeping in. You're having a snooze. You're not on the phone.
I don't hear it.
So you don't hear it. You don't get in the 10 minutes time. Next, the $105
that's
comes
meant
to
for
me.
Yeah, it was meant for me. It goes to you.
So I'm on $210, and it keeps building until, obviously, someone to wake to the fact that their name's been called. They call within the 10 minutes, and then it starts fresh again with that new person.
That's right. So this is a great moment because it's time to call out the first name.
The first cab off the rank, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And obviously, call within 10 minutes, $105 guaranteed, and then you're on for all day. Who knows how much money you could make. Our first side hustler, I suppose. You ready, Crevo?
Mm-hmm.
Susan Ferguson from Ellamore Vale. Start the clock now. You've got 10 minutes to give us a call, 4967-4105, to claim your $105 and get on the side hustle, I guess. Get on the payroll, because who knows how big this could climb.
Exactly right. All right, give us a call now if that's you. 4967-4105. New FM.
20 at the top of the city, 21 out in the valley, 13 degrees right now in Belmont on New FM. And up next, we do have the Singleton Mayor, Sue Moore, on the phone to give us a bit of an update on the vibe of the community and everything that's happening around that awful, awful bus crash that happened at Agreta at the weekend.
Yeah, harrowing stuff, really.
It sure is. Now, though, switching gears, time to try and give away some money.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, before Blink-182 there, we gave out our first call for New FM Side Hustle. So, chasing our first cab off the rank, I suppose, to get yourself on the payroll.
Yeah.
So, a 10-minute call went out to Susan in Ellamore Vale. 10 minutes to get yourself on that payroll. $105 guaranteed. And then, of course, you're hoping the other people aren't paying attention, so it climbs to 210, 315. Who knows how high this could climb?
Sky is the limit.
Now, like I said, if you are on the payroll, you're hoping that other people have kind of fallen asleep, but Susan is on it this morning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you today? How are you feeling?
I'm great, yeah.
Well,
starting the day with a bit of adrenaline.
That's it.
Yeah, well, it is exciting, isn't it? Now, are you going to be, like, turning off all the radios in the workplace in case someone, you know, that you work with might be called next, etc.?
No.
You're just flagging people down in the street. Hey, come here. And then you just turn off their radio and run away. Snapping aerials in the car park. I don't recommend you do that.
No. Susan's too nice of a person for that. And you know what? You know, they say nice guys finish last. They don't. Susan's a nice person. She's got herself on the payroll. $105 guaranteed. And best of luck throughout the day, because fingers crossed this climbs and climbs and climbs for you.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, there we go. First one on the payroll making money off a side hustle.
Now, if you're not Susan, which I think could be most of our listenership.
Correct.
Make sure you're listening throughout the day, because you never know. Your name could be called. And if you haven't registered yet, head to newfm.com.au. If you want to get yourself on the payroll, because all you got to do is trade your spare time for a bit of free money.
How easy is that? It's simple. Very simple. You see how it works now.
So all day while you work, and obviously if you drive home with Joel, we'll be calling out Nova Castrian names. So, you know, make sure you stick to New FM all day and have that phone ready, 4967-4105, because you never know when you can get yourself on the payroll.
Exactly. Simple as that. Let's check your traffic now. New FM. It's 8:23 as you're waking up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on New FM.
Now, Crevo, obviously over the long weekend, some tragic news in Greta. That bus toppled coming from the Hunter, obviously back to Singleton after a wedding.
Yeah.
And so far there's been confirmed 10 casualties. Lots of people in hospital as well, and more people across the Hunter just hurting from this incident. I talked about it a bit earlier, like something so close to home. When you watch the news, you almost feel disassociated from events that are happening on the other side of the world. You don't know anyone affected by it. It's not close to you. You're like, oh, that's sad, but it doesn't rock you like an incident like this does, you know, so close to home and directly affecting and indirectly affecting so many people right across the Hunter. Obviously, lots of people shattered this morning, and none more so probably than the Singleton community.
No doubt, because they are such a tight-knit community, and everyone knows each other or knows someone that knows someone, and there'll be, as you said, so many people hurting. So we thought we'd better just have a bit of a chat to the Singleton Mayor, Sue Moore. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, hanging in there.
Yeah, I mean,
to be expected, I suppose.
Indeed.
We talked about how, you know, tight of a community Singleton is, and a lot of the people involved in this accident were part of the Singleton Roosters, who are in the same comp that I play in for footy. So obviously very, very harrowing. How is the community doing as a whole?
Still obviously shaken up, coming to terms with it, coming to grips with who's not with us any longer.
Yep.
And, still struggling, I think, and just working through it as best as I can.
Absolutely. And what about, like, the first responders? Because often a lot of weight is put on their shoulders and people, like, they don't think of them immediately, but how are they doing?
haven't spoken to them, but they do an amazing job. So, yeah, thank you to them. They're always just there, and they just get on and do their job. And, you know, I'm sure they need some support too at the end of the days, like it was on that evening.
Yeah, well, lots of people do need support. And sounds like obviously, you're very emotional. A lot of people close to you in this instant, I can imagine, Sue. How are you doing on a personal level?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I'm okay. I've got good family, and but you know, Singleton's a small town. Everybody knows somebody that knows somebody, or but it's going to take a lot to find our feet with this one.
No, indeed. Now, of course, you know, there's a lot of support out there, but what support, I guess, has been set up in Singleton and Brankston itself?
Yeah, community crisis support centre at the Singleton Youth venue and also the Brankston Community Hall. So that's there for anyone to drop in for any sort of support they need, whether it might be just even a chat, you know, or support services that people wouldn't normally expect will be available in those two locations. So dropping into one of those if people feel that they need to. It doesn't have to be somebody that's immediately connected. It might be just general public that's feeling like they need someone to talk to or need someone to listen to them, need to share thoughts. Whatever they need, those centres are going to be open until people need them.
Yeah, and obviously, you're like, you can hear across the phone that you're very emotional, but you alluded to that you have a good, you know, support network around you, a good family and friends who can look after you, but that's not available for everyone. So it's really good that you guys have, I guess, set this up for the community that might be, you know, like, I've moved across here from Perth, I have no family here, so something like that being available for me when this has really, really rocked me is great. And you guys have done a great job. I'm really sorry this is all transpired, but I think as a community, you guys have pulled together really well. I think you're doing the best you can in these tough situations.
Yeah, well, we haven't actually put the crisis support centre together. We're the host of it, pretty much, but, you know, all the services have come forward from the New South Wales Police and our LEMO team. They're all the ones that make the calls to put it all together so it can happen.
Oh, look, thank you. I know you have, like, probably the busiest morning ahead, so thank you for coming on the show and just sharing that information and where people can get support, because, God, that's tough.
Yep, I know. It's going to be a tough time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Sue. And, of course, you get a full update with our live and local news update next. We'll head to the Hunter, where I guess we'll get all the details across what's transpiring legally with this, as well as, you know, all the ins and outs.
Absolutely. And of course, remember, if you do need any further support, if this has brought up feelings, you know, of difficulty, etc., which it will be for so many people around the community, Lifeline is always available 24/7, 13 11 14. There's always someone to talk to. There's always someone to chat to if you need it. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Now, we just spoke to Sue Moore, the Singleton Mayor, about the greater crash, I suppose, which involved so many people in that Singleton district.
Everyone's affected this morning.
Jess from the newsroom is in Cessnock, where the police have given an update on the situation, I suppose. Good morning, Jess.
Hey, guys.
Tell us what can you tell us? What's been updated?
Yeah. So basically, first and foremost, this morning we had an update on the conditions of the patients. Of course, there were 25 people who were injured in the crash on Sunday night that were taken to various hospitals across Newcastle and also all the way to Sydney.
Yep.
There's, at the moment, 12 people have been released from hospital. There are 14 that are still being cared for, including two that are in the ICU in critical but stable conditions. There's something like 9 patients at the John Hunter, the same at the Martha, a couple at Maitland, and a couple down at the RPA in Sydney. So that's sort of the status at the moment on the patients who are still recovering physically, but I guess, you know, mentally it's going to be weeks, months of recovery.
And no additional deaths?
No, so still okay. Those still a concern.
Oh, God.
Yeah. At least it's not climbing, though, I suppose.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, our newsroom will keep you up to date with anything that happens, anything that changes with the whole situation, because it really is, you know...
harrowing.
It's harrowing. The whole community is, you know, I guess behind the families and wanting to as much information as we can get. So New FM will be bringing that as it comes to hand. Tops of 20 in Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today here on New FM.
Now, switching gears a bit, Crevo. Mm. Are you a mobile gamer?
Not myself, but I do have friends that are right into it.
You're not on the Candy Crush swiping away daily?
Never have.
Well, maybe good for your wallet. Because there's this story coming from China of a girl who's 13 years old. So what, she's just entered high school probably, or not long into high school. And she's blown thousands of dollars on mobile gaming. Like, she's run her family broke because she's, like, you know, buying all the in-app purchases, I suppose. So she's buying games, and then she's buying in-game currency, and she's buying the games for her friends so she can play with her friends, and I don't know what game she's playing, but spent thousands of dollars, basically got a hold of the parents' credit card.
Yeah.
Done a little sneaky, and before they could, you know, notice, she's you know, rung up a bill of thousands of dollars.
Well, here's the thing, right? Often now, your cards are all in your digital wallet.
That's true. It's all linked.
And if you lend, like, your phone to your kid, oh, you want to play a game? Like,
take a quick photo of us or something.
Yeah. Well, even, you know, just to lend it to them to play while to keep them entertained or whatever, it's so easy for them to click buy. Especially if you, say, signed into the Apple Store or to the Google Store or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Just click buy. The card's already linked. The money's gone.
Now, this girl's 13. I think at 13, you probably should have a bit of a value of the dollar.
I would have thought so.
But, like, you're right. For young kids who are, like, maybe in primary school or something like that, they say buy. They don't know what $4 means. They don't know what $5 means. They just keep buying it. Yep. All of a sudden, they've racked up a bill of a couple hundred dollars in, you know, we're talking in hours here.
It's so easy to do for the kids to get on your phone, get on the computer, and just buy stuff on the internet.
Now, neither you or I are parents.
No.
We think this has got to be happening to parents right across the Hunter. So give us a call, 4967405, and to compensate for the money you've lost through mobile gaming, I suppose, or whatever the kids have
bought online,
you win yourself $100 worth of free fuel up for grabs. Anyone who gets on the show today.
Yeah, that's right. So what we want your stories of is, how much did the kids spend online? What did they buy? Maybe it was even like the Uber Eats, or they got on eBay or whatever, because your credit card's just there.
Linked to everything.
I know.
It's probably linked to the home computer.
What did they buy?
Done lots of purchases on that.
Yeah. What did they buy? How much did they spend? 4967-4105, and you could win yourself the $100 fuel card.
Yeah, we're going to compensate you for your financial loss, I guess, for the financial gain.
Exactly. New FM. Day 54, you're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here on New FM.
Now, we're talking about how much the kids spent online after this story comes out from China, where this girl who's 13 years old has pretty much blown the family's life savings on mobile gaming.
It's just outrageous. Kids, they get hold of the credit card, it's done and dusted.
Now, I've done a little bit of extra reading. She spent almost $65,000 when her family finally figured out. They, like, went to, like, Macca's or something like that, did a fast food feed. Card declined. Had a look. They had 17 cents left in the bank account.
Oh,
17 cents after she's, spent $65,000 on mobile gaming. Now, obviously, we don't expect stories to be
of that magnitude.
But neither you or I are parents, so we want to hear from Newcastle parents on how much the kids spent online.
That's right. We go to Bolton Point, first of all. Christy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Now, tell us how much the kids spent online. What happened?
She was about 4 at the time, playing on their iPad, went on to iTunes, and just on purchase after purchase, and it ended up being $1,231.
On iTunes?
On iTunes.
Wow. Was it all, like, just on multiple games and songs and stuff, was it, or...?
No, just one game, just boing.
Wow, one game. They're licking their lips. They're rubbing their heads.
I'm so good at this. Yeah, I'm absolutely smashing it.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, let's go next to Stephen in Madawi. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello.
Now tell us, mate, how much did the kids spend online? What happened to you?
He spent 941 the first time and nearly 700 the second time.
Oh, so like a grand and a half, over a grand and a half. What did they spend it on?
I can't remember the game, but he got banned from it.
Oh, he got banned as well. So he's on what, you banned him or the game banned him?
We got our money back from through Google Play itself, but yeah, yep. They banned the game after that.
Yeah. Wow, so we good. Spent over a grand and a half to become the best at this game. Then gets banned from it.
A good tip here as well, if it happens, it seems like if you contact Google Play, you might get some money back, right?
I think they're normally pretty understanding of this sort of stuff. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's round this out in Aberglasslyn. We've got John this morning. John, tell us, how much did the kids spend?
$671, mate. Let him my credit card one day. It'd be like, get some groceries for your mother.
Yeah.
15 at the time. Next day at work, wondering, where's my credit card gone? Check my bank transactions. Mate, $671 on XXX rated movies.
No! 15 as well, you said.
Yeah, he'd gotten into bed, and I think he just must have been a tad bit towy, and he went ham on the credit card.
Wow, that's unbelievable. God. Obviously, he was probably banned from the phone for a fair bit, eh?
Talking about it, it wasn't just the one side either, mate. There was like...
Oh my god.
Oh, wowee.
You just faded out there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, no idea what happened there. That was getting a bit raunchy. That's up to the good bit as well.
Jeez.
That's a shame.
It certainly was. Hey, look, you got to be so careful with the kids around credit cards is the message that is loud and clear there.
Well, I think John needs $100 worth of free fuel.
Definitely.
So
it's all his.
Let's sling that his way. And of course, all day while you work as well, New FM's 20K side hustle is going on. So stay by the phone, 4967-4105, because, you know, I've got you for your work day. And I might be calling out a couple Novocastrian names to get you a bit of free moolah.
Yeah, certainly will. We'll be getting your local news up next here at New FM.